and blankets and all them kind of things. I got my husband's trunk and I got my trunk in there full of junk. Be a sight people going to see what all the new trunks.
Do you ever speak of a chest of drawers or a chiffero?
Yes, I got one in there, they call it a chest of drawer in the bedroom. And then in the other bedroom, I got the old timey, what they call a wash stand.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't call it a dresser, but it's a wash stand. It's right in that room over there.
Does it have drawers in it?
Yes, it does. Has two doors open in the drawer. Yeah, a drawer at the top, and I believe a drawer's on. Two doors here, and drawers over here, and one at the top, you know, right up on the thing. I got my dad's and my stepmother's picture on it.
Does the chest of drawers have a mirror through it?
Don't know. Just plain top.
Mm-hmm. And something that you might have in windows to keep out the light.
That's a window shade.
Okay.
I know you've seen them.
Yeah, those things on rollers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And these things that we've been talking about, chairs or couches and things like that just a general name for them would be?
Well, there's two of them. There's them. We got one piece of the swivel rockers. You know, they ain't rock, be the rock.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them? I know, but you haven't done it. Forgot it. Maybe you know. Sitting in there, it rocks, but still it don't.
Uh-huh. Then just turns around.
No, go back and do it. I know you see them advertised in chairs, in books for people to buy for there.
You don't mean a recliner, do you?
Well, it would be a little one, wouldn't it?
Okay.
That's what it would be.
And say if you wanted to buy some things like these, what kind of store would you go to?
Go to the furniture store.
Okay. And,
That's where that one come from. I ordered them from Lexi and never even seen them.
Huh?
I ordered them from Lexi and never even seen them. I told the man what I wanted, he brought them out here and put them in town. You're talking about if he could match the settee and the chairs,
uh-huh.
And as well as he could, he did, and brought them out. I got him one for Christmas and me one for Christmas. I tell him, I says, I bet you ain't nobody else give you a chair for a Christmas present. See, he has another wife and a daughter and five grandchildren and a son. And I have one son and one grandson and one granddaughter. And we raised two more, a niece and nephew. The parents died and left them.
Mm-hmm.
We took them.
It's pretty big.
They live at Daytona Beach. That's way down on the East Coast.
Have you ever been down there?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Do you travel much visiting people?
Not too much, huh? See, I've been in Georgia one time, and I've been up. I've been all up in the Smoky Mountains and up in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've ever been. I ain't got to go to Disneyland yet, but my grandson wants to take me about when I'm going to go.
Uh-huh.
I know you heard him talking about Disneyland, ain't you, Dad?
Yeah, I haven't been down
there. At Orlando?
I've heard about it.
I saw a lot of times heard about it.
Say, if you might have a little room off the bedroom for you to hang clothes up in.
No, I don't.
I don't
have a closet in one of them. Called
okay.
It a closet. Clothes closet. Yeah, in that bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I have a cedar chest in that one. I mean, wardrobe in that one. Yeah, it's a place to hang clothes.
And the top part of the house would be called the...
I guess it'd be called the top.
Or
it's tin up there, see?
Uh-huh. You say you have a tin?
Tin top all over it, but now in yours, you see there's another ceiling down lower than the top.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that'd be a ceiling and a top, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sports, he's looking at it.
And, but say if you're talking, say if you got up there.